The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FAA had ordered all American Airlines flights grounded in the U.S. this Christmas Eve because of a technical issue affecting its entire system. Flights are now beginning to board, and the FAA has lifted the stop. As for other flight disruptions due to the weather,
so far the winter weather hasn't had a dire impact on travel, but like most years, there may be some interruptions. Only a couple hundred delays this morning as far as air travel, but that number, of course, could rise. And if you are driving to your holiday destination today, be aware the roads could be slick. But the good news is AAA says it is predicting minimal impact on travel, and the average price of gas is hovering around $3.04 per gallon.
That's ABC's Ariel Reshev. Former President Bill Clinton hospitalized for observation. Doctors expect him to be discharged soon. Bethlehem is preparing to mark another somber Christmas in the traditional birthplace of Jesus. Under the shadow of the war in Gaza, the festive lights and giant tree that traditionally decorate Manger Square are missing. This is ABC News. A deadly blast in Turkey today. At least a dozen people were killed in an explosion at an armament factory in the northwest part of the country. An investigation is underway. In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, an urgent investigation into a deadly boat explosion.
Lauderdale Marina, reference to a boat fire. All units respond.
The boat is seen at the dock shortly before 6 p.m. with people milling about. Then smoke begins to billow from the back. Several people run from the boat. Then the violent explosion, tearing it in half, sending debris flying. One person originally listed as missing was later confirmed dead. Five others injured, three sustaining traumatic injuries, and were transported to the hospital.
ABC's Perry Russum. The Rust movie set manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin is officially over. New Mexico prosecutors are backing off of an appeal in the killing of cinematographer Helena Hutchins due to what they call several barriers. Alec Baldwin's attorneys are calling the move final vindication. He still faces civil suits. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Okay, Christmas and Hanukkah are Wednesday, which means that if you still have shopping to do, then it's time to get to Macy's now and find last-minute gifts that feel anything but last-minute. Here's one we love. Fragrance gift sets from designers like Gucci, Givenchy, and more that are boxed and ready to give. No wrapping required. And don't forget, it's your last chance to use your Macy's money, too. So when it's down to the last minute, your first stop should be Macy's. But you only have until tonight. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who else did?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 31 for a high this afternoon with a very light breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 22. Christmas Day will be cloudy with a high of 34. On Thursday, some afternoon showers. Cloudy with a high of 38. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Get online, search Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Funeral services for the teacher killed in a school shooting in Madison. 42-year-old Aaron West worked for 4 years as the substitute coordinator at Abundant Life Christian School. West and 14-year-old Abundant Life freshman Ruby Vergara were killed in last week's shooting. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is not overly optimistic about working with Democrats in the chamber. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, the Republican leader called newly elected Assembly Democrats far left and said he believes trying to find consensus in the middle is going to be really hard for them. and $2 million in grants will go toward housing assistance in Wisconsin. More than 50 organizations will get funding from the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to improve emergency shelters, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Martin Transport of Mondovi, visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport and Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. High school teachers in western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota will learn the latest advancements in computer science. Thanks to a $550,000 National Science Foundation grant received by the University of Wisconsin River Falls, Eau Claire, and Stout. Grant funding will allow the three universities to provide training to high school teachers for the next 3 summers. Teachers will spend 4 weeks at either UW River Falls or UW Eau Claire to learn computer science research from faculty at the schools. They'll then spend 3 weeks at UW Stout to develop curriculum models and conduct educational research, and they'll use that research and curriculum models back at their high schools for students. One person is dead after a one-vehicle accident in Barron County on Sunday. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, a 44-year-old woman from Downing was traveling westbound on 2¾ Avenue when she lost control of the vehicle, and it rolled, and she was ejected. She was flown to Regents Hospital in St. Paul, where she was pronounced dead. That accident remains under investigation. There aren't many details about a deadly weekend stabbing in Hudson. Police yesterday, the stabbing happened Sunday at a house on Orange Street. There was no word about who was stabbed or why. Hudson police simply said the suspect, Jimmy Harriman Jr., was taken into custody and is now facing homicide charges. Hudson police say that investigation continues. Ascension Hospitals say its computer hack exposed the information for over 5.5 million people. The hospital last week said the hack happened in May and affected as many as 5.6 million. Ascension and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, however, say just 500 people have reported that their information has been compromised or used. Ascension was hit by a ransomware attack back in May, and it crippled their network for weeks. A report from last week says cyber criminals stole information about both patients and employees. The report says that information included social security numbers, birthdays, driver's license numbers, and home addresses. You're listening to WRDN News.
For 5 generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
There's a new DNR secretary after a year-long search. Governor Tony Evers chose Dr. Karen Heyoung to fill the position. She has more than 10 years of experience working in policy and environmental work, including staffing at the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Natural Resources. Heyoung will fill the vacancy left by Adam Payne, who stepped down from the position in November of 2023. The Clark County Sheriff's Department is looking for a missing man. The Sheriff's Department says Brandon Langreck was last seen in mid-September in the Marshfield area. He's not believed to be a harm to himself or any other people, but family members are concerned about his safety and do want to locate him. Those with any information about the disappearance are asked to contact the Clark County Sheriff's Department. Wisconsin's frozen road law went into effect over the weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation said the area affected includes numbered state and federal highways north of and including U.S. Highway 10. The law allows trucks hauling abrasives or salt for winter highway maintenance and certain forest products to increase their maximum gross weight. The seasonal weight restriction program is designed to help protect Wisconsin roads during the winter months. The DOT determines frozen road conditions for other parts of the state when necessary. Minnesota Republicans are celebrating a district court ruling that gives the party an advantage in the battle to control the Minnesota House. A Ramsey County judge ruled last week that the DFL candidate in District 40B House race may not be sworn in next month because he violated residency requirements. The ruling could lead to a special election in the district, though further court action is expected in the case. The ruling gives Republicans a 67-66 edge in the House, and GOP leaders say they won't honor a power-sharing agreement made with the DFL following last month's election. Funeral services for the teacher killed in a school shooting in Madison yesterday. Services were at Dioxa Church in Fitchburg for 42-year-old Aaron West. They came 1 week after she and a student were slain at Abundant Life Christian School. West had worked for 4 years as the substitute coordinator at the K-12 school where 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow opened fire with a handgun, killing West and 14-year-old Abundant Life freshman Ruby Vergara, whose funeral was on Saturday. Six others were wounded before Rupnow turned the gun on herself. Investigators are still piecing together the motive for her actions. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Durand Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Durand Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Durand Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 31 for a high this afternoon with a very light breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 22. Christmas Day will be cloudy with a high of 34. On Thursday, some afternoon showers. Cloudy with a high of 38. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Get online, search Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The Packers clinched a playoff spot with a dominating 34-0 shutout win over the Saints on Monday night at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The shutout is the first for the Packers in 3 years and the first in the NFL this season. quarterback Jordan Love on the defense pitching the shutout.
They've been making some big-time plays all year long, but anytime you can hold somebody 0 points is in the National Football League is pretty awesome. So, like offense, I mean, I think they're trending in the right direction and making a lot of big-time plays, and we're going to need a lot more of that next week.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs on securing a playoff spot with a win.
Man, it's kind of hard to put into words, man. It's the main reason why I came here, you know. Just here and seeing that everything is paying off, man, it's been huge. Doing with this group of guys, man, and this team, it just makes it all better. So I'm loving it. I'm enjoying the ride.
Packers improved to 11-4. They'll face the Vikings in the Twin Cities on Sunday. That game has been switched from a noon start to a 3:25 kick time. Packers coach Matt LaFleur said there is concern about wide receiver Christian Watson's knee injury that forced him to leave last night's game. The Packers plan to do more testing on Watson today. The Bucks played again without Giannis and Damian Lillard, but cruised to a 112-91 victory over the Bulls in Chicago. Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez both had 21 points each. Bobby Portis added 19 points and 13 rebounds to improve to 16-12 on the season. Middleton says he's starting to really feel good on offense.
I don't want to say it's the best. I don't want to think, you know, this is the best I will be. Hopefully I continue to get better. But it felt good. I mean, I just wanted to be aggressive. When Damian is out, there's going to be a lot more opportunity for me right now. I'm just trying to take advantage of it in the right way.
Bucks are off until Thursday when they host Brooklyn at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, the Phillies added to their pitching staff, signing former Brewer right-hander Joe Ross to a one-year, $4 million deal. Ross was 3-6 with a 3.77 ERA in 25 games with the Brewers last season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6+. Use as directed.
The Minnesota Timberwolves collapsed down the stretch during a 117-104 loss to the Atlanta Hawks at State Farm Arena. The Wolves led by 3 after the third quarter before getting outscored 35-19 in the fourth. Naz Reid poured in 23 off the bench in the losing effort. The Wolves are now at 500 at 14-14. They'll visit the Mavericks tomorrow. The Minnesota Wild scored a pair of goals in the third period in a 4-3 win over the Chicago Blackhawks at the Xcel Energy Center. The game was tied at 2 entering the third, but Brock Faber knocked in a go-ahead goal in the third minute of the period. Marcus Folgao added an empty netter near the end of regulation to seal the game before Jason Dickinson got Chicago within one goal in the final 30 seconds. Now, the Wild snap a four-game losing streak and remain in second place in the Central Division. Minnesota will be at Dallas on Friday. The Minnesota Vikings could be getting one of their starting inside linebackers back soon. The team opened up the 21-day practice window for second-year standout Ivan Pace Jr. yesterday. Pace has missed the last four games after hurting his hamstring during Minnesota's Week 12 win over Chicago. Pace had 59 tackles, 3 sacks, and a defensive touchdown this season. Now, the Vikings game against the Packers on Sunday has been moved from a noon kickoff to a 3:25 p.m. start time. The Minnesota Golden Gophers are bringing in a former 4-star wide receiver. Former UCLA wideout Logan Loya announced yesterday he would transfer to Minnesota. Loya caught 29 passes for 348 yards and 4 touchdowns last season. He has 1 year of eligibility remaining.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sport Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced that it is launching a brook trout reserves program. The new effort aims to protect the Badger State's native brook trout populations from changing climate conditions. More details when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Brook trout just might be the most beautiful fish swimming Wisconsin waters. And the Wisconsin DNR last week announced the implementation of the Brook Trout Reserves Program, a new initiative to protect Wisconsin's native brook trout populations from changing environmental conditions. Cold water streams provide the ideal habitat for native brook trout. The Badger State has an estimated 22,000 miles of cold water stream habitat suitable for brookies to call home. However, with warming stream temperatures, it's projected that in 30 years, 2 out of every 3 miles of this habitat will become too warm to support brook trout. To help combat this problem, DNR fisheries biologists have used survey and environmental data to identify cold water streams in 205 sub-watersheds that are the most likely to persist in the face of climate change. To learn more, visit a special webpage devoted to the program. Go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Wisconsin's Brook Trout Reserves. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With auto pay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 31 for a high this afternoon with a very light breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 22. Christmas Day will be cloudy with a high of 34. On Thursday, some afternoon showers. Cloudy with a high of 38. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Get online, search Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Santa Claus. Let it roll.
and roll, cause it keeps you alive. The boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, 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 Santa Claus. What I mean, what it means, the boogie, woogie, Santa Claus. Now when he dances, the kids hang around, but dig Mr. Santa, cause he really goes to town. Boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, Santa Claus.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Fine and dandy, Lord, it's like a
Maybe I'll hit the bars. Maybe I'll count the stars until the dawn. Me, I will go on. Maybe I'll settle down. Maybe I'll just leave town. Maybe I'll have some fun. Maybe I'll meet someone and make it mine. Me, I'll be just fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring me way down. I'll be fine.
Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Right now, Grandma's yard looks like a parking lot. Daddy's making one last trip down to Bass Pro Shop. Everybody's favorite covered up in Reynolds Wrap. And all them grandkids lined up to sit on Grandpa's lap. Everybody's in their Sunday best. And all them in-laws are showing up late for a five-star meal on a paper plate. The sound of barefoot feet running through the house. The football game's just about to start. About the time Mama has her come apart. Cause her sister's new tattoo she just found out about. And there's a string of lights all tangled round a tree. That's Christmas to me. Make it through December on the radio. Dancing on the back porch under tall pine mistletoe. Watching all the little ones tear.
Feel better now?
Well, Grandpa's trying to hide that Copenhagen in his lip. Meemaw's in that easy chair, just smiling ear to ear. Yeah, all them in-laws showing up late for a five-star meal on a paper plate. The sound of barefoot feet running through the house. The football game's just about to start. About the time Mama has it come apart. Cause her sister's new tattoo she just found out about. There's a string of lights all tangled round a tree. That's Christmas to me. That's Christmas to me. A whole lot of hugs and handshakes. A lot of hey y'all, how you been? For folks around here don't get much better than that. And all them in-laws are showing up late for a five-star meal on a paper plate. The sound of barefoot feet running through the house.
football game's just about to start. About the time mama has a come apart. Cause her sister's new tattoo she just found out about. There's a string of lights all tangled around a tree. That's Christmas to me. That's Christmas to me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Riley Green, Christmas to me, and good Tuesday morning, 8:36. I'm Brian Winnikins. Yeah, I'm in just for I wanted to do birthdays and just jump in here real quick, give everybody kind of a quickie update. Thank you to everybody up at Advent Health. I am not the best patient. Just saying. So thank you to them, for one, their patience, two, their incredible, caring and care as well. They did a lot for Brianna, my daughter, of course, back in 2014 with the Campylobacter thing and all of the Durand students and all that from that whole issue. But, boy, I tell you what, Durand and the surrounding area, we're pretty lucky to have those folks here in town. So, thank you to, them for everything. I'm getting better, and thank you to everyone who's called, left messages, reached out to either me, Rhonda, Brianna, to ask how I was doing, and thank you to everybody for that. It's very, very appreciated, and I do appreciate all of the kind words and the thoughts and the prayers and all of that. I'm doing fine. I was up at the clinic yesterday. Jane was has to put up with me. God bless her, because I'm tough. Anyway, Jane let me know. Jane Paschal let me know that my tests are coming back good and normal and that sort of thing. I can't overdo it just yet. So, shouldn't be overdoing it, period. But, I can't get back in to doing all of this, too fast. So, still a limited schedule here. I do a lot of stuff at home or, that sort of thing. Or I'm having Dave and some of the other announcers here. They kind of fill in a little bit like Dave is doing this morning, so that I can at least get some stuff done and then, I do have to take it easy, but there are some holiday basketball games coming up this later on this week. That's still kind of going to be up in the air if I'm going to be able to go down to Winona State to cover those games. Hopefully, again, might be able to do one, but not the other. I just got to kind of take it a day at a time. Now this week we're supposed to be spotlighting the area dairy farm. We're spotlighting Auth Family Farms. Now because of everything that happened, we're starting today. So we're going to have parts 1, 2, 3, and 4 this week. We'll have the final part on Monday of next week as well. So that's kind of going to be the plan with that. But I'm doing okay, and there's no big giant underlying issue. I have colitis. I think we had it on Facebook. And for myself, I've had diverticulitis twice, and so this is the third time there's been an issue with digestive system, whatever you want to call it. And so that it does bring a little concern out there, but doesn't look like it's anything going to be anything major. It's just the last thing I want to be able or I want to do is have to be in surgery like my father was when he had this sort of thing. It kind of runs in my family. So yeah, gotta just be a little bit careful here right now. That the worst part about this whole thing, other than the needles, which I hate, can't stand it, and the poking and picking and all the other stuff, is my diet has to be now. I do not get to enjoy all of the nice Christmas treats. That's a ripoff. But I have to have a pretty bland diet here, at least for the next few months, and so that kind of makes it difficult. The weird part of this
is I like raw vegetables. So I like raw, snap beans or sweet peas, broccoli, cauliflower, and I like it raw. I do not like cooked vegetables, and people, because they're mushy. Of course, people say, well, steam them, and they're not, they're still mushy. I like them raw vegetables where they're cold, and they snap in your mouth, that whole thing. I can't eat those. Those are not prescribed. I'm not allowed to eat raw vegetables now. However, if Dairy Queen was open, I could have a triple cheeseburger. That would work. I could have that. Can't have the prime rib. Well, I could have a small piece of prime rib, but all the flavor has to be cut out of it, i.e. the fat, the grizzle, all that. So it's kind of a weird deal. I used, if the Duran Bakery was open on the menu, I could have, that would be prescribed. Long John's, have that. You can have that. But you can't go to the other bakery and have the sticky buns. That would be off the menu. So, yeah, no peanuts, no cashews. So, like those chocolate peanut caramel or peanut cashew clusters. Nope, can't have any of those. So that's kind of the bad thing. So again, I'm doing fine. Still have a limited type of schedule here today, and even kind of tomorrow. I hope to, we're going to give her a shot here on Thursday morning, where I'll be here in studio for the morning show as well. Later on tonight, by the way, we'll have the Faith Lutheran Church Christmas Eve service. That'll be starting at 7 o'clock tonight, so you can listen for that. Again, we're going to have part one with the Auth family farms, our spotlight on them. We're going to have that coming up here at about 9:10. A little bit behind here, but some birthdays from around the area as well here last few days. Channie Lay has celebrated a birthday yesterday. Morgan Blair had a birthday yesterday as well. Mary Pat Note has a birthday tomorrow. Sandy Finley, Rhonda's mom, is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Willie Hughes also has a birthday tomorrow, and Bob Biederman also has a birthday tomorrow. So we'll put those folks into the big giant fishing tackle box and pick a birthday anniversary club winner, and they'll win themselves that certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. If I can have some beef sticks from Durand Smokehouse. They have to be the plain ones, though, but I can have some just basic beef sticks from Duran Smokehouse. So visit Duran Smokehouse for if you need anything for that last-minute holiday meal as well. Duran Smokehouse, Highway 85, Duran. Coming up, we'll have a check of that weather forecast again at about 9:10 this morning. We'll have part one of our spotlight with the Auth Family Farms and Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. That's all coming up. It's 8:43.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 31 for a high this afternoon with a very light breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 22. Christmas Day will be cloudy with a high of 34. On Thursday, some afternoon showers. Cloudy with a high of 38. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Get online, search Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Ooh, feel the cold wind blowing, winter's coming on. 'Tis a season, so they say.
ahead, sing along. You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. With little tin horns and little toy drums, Rudy toot toots and rocky tum tums. Santa Claus is coming to town. And curly head dolls, they toddle and coo. Elephants, boats, and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toy land all around the Christmas tree. So you better watch out, you better not cry. Better not pout, I'm a-telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah, Santa Claus is coming to town. Is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Single bells, single bells. Hey, y'all, that's my song. It's fine to be alone like me. If you're single, sing along. Everybody's got somebody this time of year to curl up by the fire with. I just got me, myself, and I. And the other half of a jackfish. That's alright, and that's okay. Hell, it's still the holidays. That's a reason to celebrate. So I'm gonna sing. Single bells, single bells. Single all night long. Drinking whiskey, mistletoe, tipsy. Yeah, to the bottle's gone. Single bells, hey y'all, that's my song. It's fine to be alone like me. If you're single, sing along. Yeah, right. Ooh. your window is singing jingle all the way. Single bells, single bells, single all night long. Drinking whiskey, mistletoe, tipsy till the bottle's gone. If you're single, sing along.
All right, celebrity birthdays for Christmas Eve today. Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating a birthday today. Louis Tomlinson is 33, Ricky Martin's 53, wide receiver Devontae Adams is 32, Dedrick Bader is 58, football player Jordan Mills is 34, and Ryan Seacrest is 50 today.
Be sure to visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory this holiday season. Their delicious cheese boxes make the perfect gift. O'Galley Cheese has a wide array of boxes featuring their award-winning cheese designed to fit any budget. Choose one of their pre-made selections or create your own specialty box. They can ship anywhere. Remember to order early to ensure timely delivery. Visit O'Galley Cheese, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, or visit OGalleyCheese.com for easy online ordering.
When the temperature drops and the leaves begin to crunch, that means one thing. It's baking season. Before you fire up the oven, make sure you stock up on that golden ingredient, butter. Butter is a staple in dishes around the world. And here in Wisconsin, our cows produce high-quality milk that gets churned into rich, delicious butter every day. Whether you're whipping up flaky biscuits, scrumptious pies, or gooey cookies, always keep your butter nearby.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
Now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Get your choice of a Cobalt 8-piece standard or metric ratchet wrench set for just $39.98. That's a $60 savings. And save $50 on a Blackstone 28-inch 2-burner griddle. Was $249, now $199. Order by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/19 through 12/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Same-day delivery on eligible in-stock items. Subject to availability. Fees vary. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, 'cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Oh, take it away, boys. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRD.